This is a home visit progress note on Manda Etheridge. Last name Etheridge. Manda is Manda. It's a transition care visit. New paragraph history. Mrs. Etheridge was in the hospital at Genesis about a week ago, period. She was treated for pneumonia and a urinary tract infection, period. She was having some fluid overload and thus was diuresed, period. She had been home then Friday, May the 12th, which was 3 days ago, comma. She went to the ER in Genesis, period. Her caregiver was concerned that she was drifting off to sleep too easily and not with it mentally as well, period. At the ER, they checked the chest x-ray, which was clear, and the urinalysis was good, so it was felt that the infections were resolved, period. She stopped her antibiotics, namely her Bactrim and Amoxil, Bactrim and Keflex, 2 days ago on the 13th of August, period. She feels a bit better now, period. She does use a ventilator at night, and she does use oxygen the rest of the time, period. She's not short of breath at the present time, and there's no chest pain, period. New line, she has quadriplegia and has had that for many years now after a car accident, period. She had episodes of atelectasis in the past, which required a great deal of suctioning and chest physical therapy at Hurley, and she had something similar at Genesis, period. She has a condition of heart failure. And over a month ago, she was diuresed extremely in the hospital at Hurley, and then she was diuresed again during this Genesis hospital. And they seemed okay in this ER visit, period. She has a colostomy, and she has a urostomy, period. She voices her urostomy, but has to be catheterized for this, period. She has caregivers, period. New line, she has no major ulcers, period. There's a long-standing chronic wound in the dorsal aspect of the right foot, but that's healed, and they're just using a protective dressing, period. She has scarring over the right posterior thigh, also infects, but there's no open area now, period. In paragraph review systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. She does have decreased vision, though. ENT, no sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain. GI, no bowel pain. Some nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. GU, no current dysuria. She voids via the urostomy. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Hematologic, no current bleeding or bruising. Comparing past history, quadriplegia, chronic pain, neuropathy, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, otolaryngitis, chronic congestive heart failure, anemia, bladder repair, blindness in the left eye, deep vein thrombosis, renal calculi, motor vehicle accident, quadriplegia, colostomy, history of IVC filter, stage for pressure ulcer, that resolved, tracheostomy in place, urinary tract infections, hepatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, stress and urinary incontinence, anxiety, depression, fatigue, anterior cord syndrome, neurogenic bladder, hypertension, inferior vena cava, stenosis, pyelonephritis, sepsis. Paragraph examination. She was not distressed and ill and was totally alert. spirit. She's oriented. Temperature 97.5. Pulse 68. Blood pressure 100 over 86. Respiratory 16. O2 saturation 98%. And that was on 6 liters a minute. Head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular was normal, oral mucosa normal, used normal inspection, hearing was good, neck had the tracheostomy, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labor breathing, cardiovascular normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, and the pedal pulses were palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, less distended than at other times. CNS, cranial is grossly normal, period. She has a tracheostomy, period. She has some upper extremity movement in the proximal muscles, but very poor grip. She's totally paralyzed in her lower extremities. Skin had old scarring from a wound in the right, close to her thigh, and dorsal of the right foot. Paragraph assessment of plan 1. Mrs. Etheridge has chronic respiratory failure requiring a tracheostomy and oxygen and a ventilator at night, period. She has quadriplegia due to a motor vehicle accident. Got the, 3, she has neuropathy. Continues with gabapentin, period 4. She has congestive heart failure and gets periods of fluid overload, and we have added metalazone 10 milligrams daily for when the swelling starts, period. If she has pain, I'll continue morphine. But increase it to 50 milligrams 3 times a day. 4. She has stitches by her trach that needs to come out, and she also needs monitoring of her urostomy and prophylaxis of wounds. And I will ask for home care to follow, period. She has a med port also, and that needs to be monitored, and I believe there are stitches there as well, period. Induction, dictating, and fixation.